What's good, hip hop world? It's yours truly, KO the Conspiracy, here with my nigga Hop, live at the Rap Shack.
It's Hop, nigga. Yeah, y'all already know. It's me and Mr. Top 5, and we in this bitch.
So, today we're going to talk about the hustle. You know, there's a lot of artists out there who really aren't inspired, who really don't have the drive and the determination to chase their dreams. And I'm going to be here to speak to everybody today to chase their dreams. You know what I'm saying? Because it's nothing like chasing your dream and getting that fulfillment that you desire, you know. Today I had an adrenaline rush. Yeah, I had an adrenaline rush. I went out, sold some CDs, made me some money. And it's not even the money that's really the fulfilling thing. The fulfilling thing is actually having people want to tune into what you have to say. The fulfilling thing is actually having somebody pay you some mind. You know, it costs nothing to pay somebody some mind. So, I was out there today trying to do my little hustle thing on, you know, trying to take my leap of faith and fully jump full-fledged into my career of choice. You know, I had to overcome rejecting, you know, being rejected. That's something that a lot of people can't really do on their own. So I had to gain up that courage to do it myself, you know. Long story short, first I was supposed to meet up with somebody, you know, who'd been doing it for a while, but he kind of flaked on me, you know what I'm saying? So it was what it was. So, you know, I took the initiative to my own hand. So I went out there, grinded out, did what I had to do, and I came back with a nice little profit. Now picture if I do this every day. Picture if you do this every day. You can actually make a living off of doing what you love, rapping. I even got a donation for just spitting the verse. I didn't even purchase CD, but I still got paid for my time for just spitting a verse. So, for any of you who don't believe that it's possible, it is. You can do this full-fledged with no label, fully independent, and you can live your dreams, have happiness, enjoy time with your family, your girlfriend, whoever the person you're with. So, with that being said, this conclusion is, chase your dreams. Don't let anybody deter you from those dreams.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm always the sidekick when it comes to KO. So, we out there and we grinding and everything and we trying to get it in. So, you know, I'm Hop. So, I got to stay focused on the honeys. To make sure the honeys are gravitated to KO. So, while we out there and we trying to distribute these CDs and everything, I seen some of the bad... Hey, KO, man, why you always taking my wife from
me? Hey, look. Look. He getting beside the fact and the matter at hand.
Nah, nigga, I ain't.
Yes, you are, bro. You really are.
Yes, no, nigga. No, nigga. You gonna give me my time and my moment.
No, Hop. Anywho, back to the story. So, everybody, make sure y'all stay focused. Stay driven. Stay motivated. And push through. Even when times seem like it's impossible to do, yo. Of course, again, it's your show, the KO the Conspiracy. And this is just topic one for the day. You know, now it's some time for us to move on to some other news. I know everybody already covered this Pusha T and Drake stuff. So, I'm gonna cover it as well. It's hip hop. This is what we do. We trade words, we trade bars, we put it all on the line. Because it's something that many of us are passionate about, and this is our everyday life. So, everybody heard the Pusha T Infrared. He shot a little bit of subs at Drake, even though he's been shooting them for years. Not even just at Drake, at Cash Money as a whole collective, as a crew, record label, and a motherfucking group, in the words of Tupac. And it's been concluded, it came to a conclusion thanks to Jay Prince. Right, Jay Prince get a lot of respect in the hip hop community. He get a lot of respect as a man, you know. But as a hip hopist, what I'm gonna call myself, we really don't appreciate the battle just coming to abrupt end like that. We understand about protecting the investment, the cash cow. You know, they can call it whatever they want, try and frame it however they want to, but the hip-hoppers know exactly what it is, you know. It says it's not good for the culture, when it is, this is actually what the culture need, a fresher breath air. You know, hip hop battles has been going on since Roxanne Shantae. Even before then, when Grandmaster Caz had beef with the Sugar Hill Gang, Big Bang Hank, from him stealing his verse completely. So, a lot of us, you know, we believe that was highly unfavored on Jay Prince's behalf. Drake has bars. You know, Drake can really rap. He can really spit. You know, he can go out there toe-to-toe with some of the best of them. A lot of people don't like Drake due to him being
very popish.
And a lot of them just view him as an overall corny guy. But, you know, put him up against the right opponents and bring out the best in Drake. And this is what hip-hop needed. Now, he did rock blackface that I'm highly offended by as a hip-hop artist, as a black man. You know, it's very offensive alongside with the Jim Crow shirt.
I don't find that really suitable for
Drake
or any black man,
you know, because they humiliated us for years, thousands of years. They're still humiliating us on a regular. And we humiliate ourselves.
And we painted blackface without actually putting on the makeup. You know, and these are a lot of things that need to be brought to the light at times. Do I feel like Drake would have lost just off of that? No.
If Drake could have came back with something harder, he didn't have to get personal. He could have just did it with straight bars, straight rap.
You know, I respect Pusha T for what he did. That's the art of battling. That's the art of rap.
Doing the most disrespectful shit ever.
The most disrespectful shit ever.
Like, nothing tops that.
Ever. Ever, niggas. Ever.
Pop, chill, bro. So, I definitely feel like that was something very good for hip-hop. You know, it got everybody aware and looking towards the lyricists again. Like, the pure, pure lyricists. Not the ones who really be worrying about chart-topping. The pure lyricists, like the ones who actually put the verses first over everything else. Now, everybody know you do need a good hook. You know, that's a common, that's a given. We all know that is what's needed in the game today. But I feel like this brought in both halves of the culture. You know, those
who are really into the mainstream, and more so those who are into lyricists,
such as Pusha T. Now, this isn't the first time I personally feel Drake has took an L in a battle. You know, he's been against Joe Budden. Joe Budden just had straight fire at him constantly, back to back. Pun intended. So, I personally feel like this battle should have been going on for the whole summer. It would have been better for both of their careers. Drake isn't going to lose any sales. White people love Drake. Black women love Drake. Black guys love Drake. Drake wasn't going to really lose anything from all of this overall. In fact, it probably would have helped him garner in some more thorough hip-hop fans if he would have come with straight bars. You know, I feel like the statement was too soon. He shouldn't even say the statement. He should have addressed it in rap. But I understand there's an image that a particular artist has to uphold, especially artists of his stature. So, conclusion is that Pusha T ultimately took the victory in this battle. It was short-lived. It could have been longer. It should have been longer. And that's just what we're going to have to go with, man. We're going to just have to call it an end right there. Anywho, that was my two topics for today. Make sure y'all stay motivated, stay striving, stay blessed, and y'all stay prayed up. And always stay motivated, focused, and have your undivided attention on your goals and your own successes. Yet again, this is KO
and Hot Nigga.
Live from the Rap Shack. Peace. Check us out next time. Oh, yeah. Y'all go ahead and cop Top 5 too. It's on Apple, iTunes, all that shit. Y'all go ahead and get that shit. My name is K.A.Y.O.D.A. Conspiracy with the K. Y'all go ahead and check me out, man, on all my social medias as well at imk.a.y.o.
And you can't forget me, Hot Nigga. I got a couple of features on the motherfucking mixtape, so y'all make sure y'all tune in. Peace. We out.